hand in hand. Tag für Tag, Nacht für Nacht, bauten die das Land. Als das Land ein freies Land Bonanza, kamen sie durch die Prärie, tausend und noch mehr.
10, 9, 7, 6, 8, 5. Fire!
The Sub Genius Hour of Swat!
With the narrow chin and the eyes close together and slack jaw with a prominent overbite. Well, for my money, he's got all the facial characteristics of
the Sub Genius Hour of Swat!
Yeah, you were funny. You're funny, all right. You're a scream. You ought to get a job on one of those excursion boats.
Help! Help! James, stop this crazy thing!
Oh, I guess we're capable, all right, but somehow or another, it just don't come as natural to us as it does to you.
The human male never seems to progress past adolescence.
And that's what this show is all about, friends. The human male. Actually, the subgenius male. Actually, the subgenius weirdo never getting past adolescence. Actually, what this episode is really about is weirdos and sex. And so we have lots of weirdos and lots of sex, and it's mostly from the recordings of our preach-a-thons across Northern Europe a couple of months ago, preaching to the saved but laidless, that the laidless might be laid and the slackless gain slack. This might require descending to the toilets in the basement, the basement of the abandoned film school on Overtoom in Amsterdam, where, if you creep through enough dank, stinking catacombs, you will eventually come to Holland's true underground radio, the pirate station of Radio Free Patapo.
There really is a radio station down here.
Come and piss in here. Beware, high voltage.
Piss or be a radio station, or both.
Piss or poo, one or the other. Welcome to Radio Piss or Poo.
Piss and poo.
Piss and poo?
Piss and poo.
Okay, this is the programma, Radio Piss or Poo, 97.2 FM, Amsterdam. We got the Honorable Reverend Ivan Stang here, the Prince of Leo Doe.
Phil Monty.
The lovely Zanya.
Who else will have the mic?
Oh, I'm not ready to have the mic yet.
Who else will have the mic sexually, I think he meant. And certainly the great phallic symbol of the microphone, which is looking straight down my throat right now. And because this is Radio Patapo.
A beautiful religious interlude. As we said, we want to encourage new sins. We're bored with the old ones, and feel free to call and let us know. Do we have any new sins that we need to unload? Like the confessional?
Hippo whipping?
The public confessional.
Hippo. Well, actually, I'm not really into hippo whipping, but one of my friends is, actually.
He's part of the underground hippo whipping scene.
He's part of the Swedish underground hippo whipping scene. They take hippos, they dress them up in corsets, and they whip them with
rubber ducks.
That seems like it would be unfair to the animal. and cruel to the animal. I mean, unless the animal is getting off on it sexually, you're kind of exploiting.
Oh, the seem, according to his explanations, they seem
I believe
to.
They believe in using willing adult hippos, even though, of course, we only have a sword on it.
Oh, well, as long as they're adults, I guess.
Consenting adults, yeah.
And if the hippo doesn't, I guess if a hippo did not consent to that kind of sexual play, it would let you know.
By winking,
or its safe word might involve biting you in half.
Massive
dinosaur-like jaws.
From TR News in Washington, I'm expecting sex with a group of judges from San Francisco. The bargaining is expected to be tense.
One way to send sentences in mother own Christian world is to assist sure to make conditions.
Britain's highest court has ruled that the government there cannot create turkey steroids. The Commerce Department says that the nation's turkeys rose slightly in the third quarter, but not as much as PR News. That makes it a record trade gap, which reflects American demand for imported turkey steroids supplied by sex offenders. The government reported today that 167 billion, billion, billion turkeys filed suit against lawsuit abuse. Bob accused the turkeys of trying to create turkey steroids that would jeopardize PR News in Washington.
Osmosis, absorbing information through getting kicked in the behind. Well, now speaking of mental health, there's a lot of suicide going around, or threatened suicides. Even a minister in the Church of the Subgenius has to counsel people, and I've actually had people come to me, of all people, saying, man, I don't know if I can take it any longer. And one thing I learned is it's not a good idea to try to put yourself into their shoes. It could be sort of contagious, like in that Penn and Teller movie. Because when you're not depressed, if you're not depressed, it seems crazy, you know. You think, well, I couldn't kill myself because of the kids or whatever. There's always some reason. But when you really are depressed, that's why you'll kill yourself, because of the kids. And it makes perfect sense to somebody who's really depressed. And you can't beat sense into their heads, because what are you going to threaten them with? Death. So a friend of mine pointed out something really sad. Reverend Phineas Narco said, some people want to kill themselves, but they don't only because they're afraid it would kill their mom. And so they wish their mom would hurry up and die so they can kill themselves. And then they feel guilty for that. Or they feel, you know, maybe not their mom, maybe it's their boss. Oh, I'd kill myself, but my boss would just die. Or Bob would just die if I killed myself. Well, don't have to worry about Bob. He does not care about you. He only cares about your slack. And that's only so he can get it for himself. Very practical guru. But really, folks, if I can, and most of us can laugh about that, but somewhere out here, there's somebody who's probably not laughing quite so hard. And if you're thinking about it, what is the hurry, okay? God or Bob are going to do it to you anyway, all right? And if you try to do it yourself, by definition, you're an amateur at killing yourself, so you may well muff the job. So leave it to the professionals. Let Bob do it for you. And he might take his sweet time about it. You might even get impatient. Oh, I wish Bob would hurry up and kill me. But really, do you really think you can do a better job than J.R. Bob Dobbs? Now I ask you. So just take your time. You know, that you may not be completely correct about not being able to live without her or him or the job or whatever it is. I just about blew my own brains out over a $300 bounced check one time. So I know how stupid a subgenius can be. Praise Bob, a little angel that needed his wings came and showed me what would have happened if I hadn't lived. And, well, I know one person here who would not be getting laid right now by a woman, anyway.
After we flew across the country, we got into bed. We laid our bodies so delicately together like maps. Laid face to face, east to west. laid face to face, east to west. My San Francisco against your New York. Your Fire Island against my Sonoma. Oh God, your New Orleans finally deep in my Texas. Your Idaho bright on my Great Lakes. My Kansas burning against your Kansas. Your Kansas burning against my Kansas. Your Eastern Standard Time pressing into my Pacific Time. My Mountain Time beating up against your Central Time. Your sun rising swiftly from the right, my sun rising swiftly from the left. Your moon rising slowly from the left. And my moon rising slowly from the right. Until all four bodies of the sky burn above us. Until all four bodies of the sky burn above us. Sealing us together, nation. Oh God, we are indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
That was Pimp Daddy Supreme.
The Pink is full of art critics. We're looking for people who like to draw. And draw funny hate pictures.
So people who actually like to do things as opposed to dismiss them as being not very good.
Right, or people who like to pay us to live vicariously for them.
That's the golden shot we're after, really, isn't it? Mm-hmm. People who are willing to actually fund our lifestyle in order that they can feel slack from us.
So that they can know someone is doing it. Somewhere, someone is getting slack.
Well, I understand that you've introduced a new Adopt a Subgenius scheme, whereby you can pay for a subgenius to live for, say, a year or so.
We just adopted that.
And you receive a handwritten letter and some postcards. Mm-hmm. And
from the subgenius, and maybe even some little home videos. You can adopt a subgenius. They're called Bob's Kids. Some of them, of course, are in their 80s.
Yeah.
Most of them are in their 30s, if, you know,
well, 40s, 50s. Physically, yeah. Mentally, it's very hard to put.
They're sweet. They're like the most innocent babies. You can teach them. It's almost like having a little child in your house all over again, with all the attendant cuteness and cleanup.
Oh, so if you adopt a subject, you do actually have to have them living with you.
Yes.
It's not like one of those zoo schemes.
Well, no, you can send them money. In fact, a lot of them would prefer that you merely send them enough money, you know, modest.
I've heard that. I know a few who've said that.
Adopt your subgenius, and they'll send you videos now and then of what they spent it on. Or you can have them come and live in your home. And there's also subgenius swingers clubs, which is similar, but not exactly the same thing.
It possibly makes more of a mess.
Well, no, that depends. Actually, there's the infantilism. Let's not get lost in the dark.
Clearly, it's detailed.
The important thing is slack. And if you don't have slack yourself, you can give slack to another person in the form of your money.
It's that simple.
And this is a time of giving. It's Christmas. We think of what Jesus gave for us. And we spend on Jesus.
I spent on Jesus just a little earlier.
Yeah, as we've pointed out before, you know, he's a sexy man hanging there.
Oh, the fighting
loincloth.
There's a lot of flesh on show.
And
only
the Virgin Mary dressed the same as Jesus did. Why, don't you know the Catholic Church would be bigger than the Beatles?
We need more mother breasts in religion.
It would cause a big upswing in Christian faith. in the Church of the Subgenius, we worship we elevate the female breasts, and I don't mean just with those silly push-up bras.
Although
we love our hangers.
All shapes and sizes. Well, I suppose the nearest subgenius counterpart to the Mary role would be, would I be right in saying that would be Connie?
Right. Connie is the feminine, you might say, the real power behind Bob in some respects. Certainly the only intelligence behind Bob.
So behind every good man there's a bad woman?
Well, she often is right up in front, you'll notice, taking care of business. She's quite a strong-willed woman. She's been running the church a certain way that I guess she seems to see fit. I guess Connie thinks that she knows better than Bob. And, of course, Bob hasn't exactly been around either. So if we seem to be just sort of straight in the dark, stumbling around blindly, waiting for Bob to... provide those flying saucers and end of the world that he promised when he founded this religion.
Oh, yeah, the end of the world.
End of the world.
Yes. The long promised end of the world.
The promise of
my which will?
Yes, well, I get a lot of flack about that, being Bob's main flack catcher. But I worry about it myself. You know, how many X days are we going to stand there faithfully waiting at 7 o'clock in the morning? As Jesus said, who came up with that? couldn't it have been 7 in the evening? It's like, hey, man, Bob works. Bob, the Lord works in mysterious ways, but Bob plays in mysterious ways, you see, friends. Bob plays in mysterious way. He played a little trick on me as soon as I got to Amsterdam. He took my wallet. Bob's got my wallet somewhere. I tricked him. No, I didn't have any money in it. Nothing but credit cards. Fake money. I tricked Bob.
So, well, we should use this opportunity. Should anyone find a stray wallet lying on the street with credit cards in, please return it to us.
Right, that'll be P.O. Box 417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio. If you find any stray wallet, it's mine.
Because we're assuming a wallet full of credit cards will lay untouched for a couple of days at least. You know.
44118 in USA. That's that country that, yeah, I know. I know how you feel.
Oh, is that...
I apologize. I'm sorry.
Is that near America?
I voted for Bob, okay? Don't blame me. I voted for Bob. You can actually buy a button that says that right now off of our website at www.subgenius.com.
It's strange. It's hard to find residents of the USA who did vote for Bush.
Yes, our friends had John Kerry sucks less bumper stickers.
John Kerry sucks less. That
what was that old saying?
Summed it up.
Don't change dicks mid-screw, vote for Nixon.
But yeah, Dick Nixon before he dicks you. Yeah. Don't change dicks in the middle of a screw. Dick Nixon before he dicks you. So not many remember them times before Big Sister came along and made us hate that, what's his name, Clinton or Osama or whatever.
Whichever one was there at the time. So does this mean that we're now in a time where Bob should be running for president?
Well, Bob, theoretically, Bob might as well be world overlord. But we wouldn't know it.
He's too important to run for president.
For all we know, he already is world overlord, and all of this strife and silliness that we see in the news is all part of Bob's mysterious plan that will somehow pay off in slack, or perhaps things would be even worse under certain butterfly effects.
But isn't that the interesting thing? We, his trusted foot soldiers, have no idea what his master plan is, and indeed, if in the end we're actually in the master plan...
If we knew, there wouldn't be anything we could do about it.
This is true.
If Bob says that traffic light is green, everybody else around you sees it red, you put your foot on the gas. If you see Bob running off a cliff, are you going to follow him?
Yes.
You know, if you see him wearing a blindfold walking off a cliff, you're going to follow him anyway. Because that's what faith is all about. That's why we have Bob.
The only good faith is
blind. It's all his fault. Blind faith is the only true faith. If your eyes are getting in the way of your faith, If you see Bob holding up those four fingers and still think it's four and not five, then tear out your eyes. Blind yourself. Because that's better than seeing the false slack that the conspiracy is dangling in front of you, sir, ma'am.
And indeed, none are so blind
boys and girls
as those who
ma'am,
see.
Sir.
None are so blind as those who have no eyes.
Yes, so... Well, since we refuse to get jobs, we're hoping that these aliens from outer space will come and save us since we paid lip service to Bob and paid our $30. He did say that the aliens would come and save us and destroy our enemies on July 5th, 1998. And because of that, we know that they've been messing with the calendars, and it is not yet even the year 1998. We don't know what year this is. We don't even know what planet this is. Some say that Earth and Mars were switched during World War II. Was it used as a cover for the replacement? You didn't know, hadn't heard that one, had you? Well, you see, I told you, there's a lot that they don't tell you in conspiracy schools. And so, meanwhile, we have to worry about the world getting worse, as I said, you know, the greenhouse effect, the ozone, hole in the ozone layer, and who knows, a giant asteroid from space could take over. What if, what if there was a one world government that suddenly formed? That would be almost as bad as a one world religion. I have news for you, friends. It is neither that we must fear, but the one world advertiser. The one world advertiser will get into your head worse than any religion or government. So here comes the Church of the Subgenius, and what we're really doing is tempting sinners away from the devil. We don't, once we get you away from the devil and get a little bit of money out of you, really, really don't care what you do after that. Because Bob is not the kind of religious leader that insists that you follow him blindly all the time. He wants you to follow him blindly for a little while, but he's what we call a short duration personal savior. We live in a world where these corporations manufacture machines and tools with a built-in planned obsolescence. There, you buy this cheap piece of crap, it's made to break down in 6 months. You have to buy another one. Bob is just the same way. He, after 6 or 7 months, it probably won't be so funny anymore, and you'll have to move on to another person's short-duration personal savior. It might be a porno star. It might be your bank account. It might even be your loved one or your family. Who knows? Friends, we're not trying to preach morality. Some people, they say, oh, but I'm just a drunk. I'm just old, messed up. I'm a drug addict, neurotic idiot. Friends, Bob does not want you to quit drinking. He wants you to enjoy your drinking. You know, Bob has been a sinner and a saint. He's walked in the shoes of the alcoholic. He's walked in the shoes of the prostitute. And most importantly, he's walked in the shoes of the shoe salesman. And so, friend, and by the way, he was a really good prostitute, I've heard. You know, there's just as the faith of those tribesmen in Samoa allows them to walk across burning hot coals with bare feet without being burned, so too can the Bob Cum Swallowers or undergo that ordeal without injury and handle the evil serpent of Bob and so forth. Friends, we preach a certain amount of deviant sex. Unlike most religions, by deviant sex, we just mean sex only for fun. Only for fun. Because that when you do that, and you don't have to use anyone else, you don't have to involve anyone else in this practice, you can do it by yourself, probably a lot easier. From what I've heard. When two subgeniuses make love, even if they're just, or even one, they spread what we call orgasmonic radiation. And this radiation affects the normal humans who might happen to also be fucking at the same time. And it affects the genes. The radiation gets into the genes of the other people around them, and they, instead of having little human babies, they have little subgenius babies. You can't really tell the difference until they get old enough to start saying no. Oh, yes. Friends, that's what the subgenius approach to sex is called sex hurt. Some people used to think that was some kind of bondage thing, and maybe, but what we really mean is sex until it hurts, until it feels so good that it hurts, and you say, please, no, Bob, no more, I can't take it, it's too good. Hard to come by, you might say. By the way, if anyone here would like to get married tonight, we also do short duration marriages. So, yes, well, we'll do that. We'll build up in the spirit, and later on it looks like we've got at least one. But you know, you don't have to just marry yourself or your beautiful companion. You can marry your car keys. A lot of people who drink a lot marry their car keys or their wallet. You may love your pet at home. Our friend Carl has an insane dog that he may want to marry.
Vers les champs, les bois, les chemins creux, c'est fait pour moi. J'aime les coins-coins des petits canetons et les bébés des bébés des moutons.
Moi, j'aime New York et son emprunt. L'herbe, ça me donne le rhume des foins. J'aime l'animation des carrefours. Je t'adore, mon amour, mais rends-moi mes faubourgs.
Plein air.
En tête.
Bon air.
Nuit de fête.
Viens donc, chérie.
Adieu, ma belle vie.
À Canberra, nous voici.
As Bob once said, I'd rather have the right people laughing at me than the wrong people laughing with me. A subtle bit of wisdom there.
He's just got it.
It takes a while.
Friends, in this case, we had two victims who were willing. But really, I would love to just marry everyone here, not to me, to each other. Or to whatever it is you might desire in your secret heart of hearts. In fact, just by the fact that you're in this room right now, you're going to end up married. So you might as well find something to consummate it with. Otherwise, it all kind of makes a joke out of the whole thing, doesn't it? Oh, there we go. It looks like these two perverted Englishmen are going to marry each other or each other's wallets or something.
We were made for each other.
Huh?
That's
really disgusting. I so often stand here sickened by the unions that I'm blessing. But
really,
you know, I have to speak for Bob. Bob is much more open-minded than I am. In fact, this is getting worse and worse. I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle it. I'm going to concentrate on this nice traditional hetero. Well, you know, Reverend Sun Young Moon sometimes does mass marriages where there'll be 10,000 people who've never even met each other. If he can do that, we can certainly marry this small group of people. Step right up, friends. Get your holy short duration married. Let's marry in this perverted big old squid here. Test your mettle and win the little lady a sacred certificate. And friends, you know this will absolve all otherwise illicit couplings. A free short duration divorce if not satisfied. Ah, yes! Dearly beloveds, friends, voyeurs, jealous associates, and any hidden cameras that might be there. Do you, insert name here.
I do.
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you, Bob. Say yes! Let's just arbitrarily say that this period of sanctified coupling shall last for a duration of 24 hours.
No!
Is that okay for now, 24 hours? 48, okay.
I just need 20 minutes.
Well, whatever. We'll let you off. Okay, let's get serious. We don't want to make a silly joke of this.
No.
Dearly beloveds, we are gathered here today in the presence of J.R. Bob Dobbs,
in whatever form he may choose to take. I think he may have been a roll of duct tape this time. Any other deities we might include, Jesus, Muhammad, or I don't know what, Arnold Palmer, to join these men and these women, this inflatable rubber prairie squid here, in a temporary but no less virtuous bondage. Yes, a bondage of holy matrimony, for better or for worse, but not for long. So do you feel the spirit, everybody? Say praise God!
Praise God!
Now, put your hands on each other. Yeah, this is the good part. Because for this is a bond of sub-holy wedlock, so that no matter what physical position these beloved may take in the next 24 or 48 hours, their moral standing shall remain upright. If there are any jealous losers here who feel that these men, women, and rubber squid should not be joined, even temporarily, not even for a mere 48 hours, just hold your peace, because we don't want to hear about it. Now, put your hands on each other and hold tight. And before we proceed, has the preacher been paid?
I don't think so.
We'll I'll take it out of the new altar boy, I guess. Insert name here, take this other creature, insert name here, to be your lawfully wedded spouse in short duration subgenius matrimony, to have and to hold, in fact, to do just about anything with each other that he, she, or it agrees to do, for richer or poorer, in health or in sickness or kinkiness, through any hardship or disaster that may befall them in the next 24 or 48 hours, for whatever sick and twisted, but no less blessed reasons, for the next 48 hours, say, I do!
I do!
And you did it. Now shake on it and say, it's a deal.
It's a deal!
Oh, there's one who's just shaking. No, we mean shake hands. Now get out the ring.
Deal.
You do have a ring, right? Well, okay, if you don't have a ring, you can use the handy Temple of Devo. This is called the Temple of Devo, a former ring. This is symbolic of the holy estate of marriage, the shackles, in fact, the veritable handcuffs of wedlock, as well as a symbol of the pole going deep into the hole repeatedly. Install the rings by the authority invested in me by J.R. Bob Dobbs, and in defiance of the laws of the state and of nature itself, I now pronounce you man and wife and squid and other man and his bottle of beer. You make a mockery of the sacred institution of marriage. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, it is done. Amen and hey, women, praise Bob.
Praise Bob! More women in the Church of the Subgenius! More squid!
Friends, there aren't enough subgeniuses in this world. So you know what that means you have to do.
Procreate!
You have to fuck more! That's all there is to it! It's the only way to create new subgeniuses, and if you can't find something to fuck, at least just spread that orgasmic radiation.
Get in there, bro.
What is a sausage? A sausage is an indigestible balloon of decayed beef riddled with tuberculosis. Eat it and die.
old state prison, the spirit's soul, the mind is educated, and the bowels are born again.
When I get to the prison cell, to begin my lengthy spell, something happened I never tell, but I couldn't sit down without hemorrhoid gel. Outside world wouldn't understand, now I am a badly man, though it wasn't what I had planned. I like fucking boys while I'm in the ghetto. Bring on the lever, bring on the stir, because I'm a badly man, I have become. Get out the KY, get out the van, cause now I'm living in the back of my ass. Bring on the lever, bring on the stir, because I'm a badly man, I have become. Get out the KY, get out the van, cause now I'm living in the back of my ass. Oh, oh.
That's just Leeville. He helped us in Europe at our revivals. What a great singer. And in fact, let's go back to Subgenius Europe, as heard in these clips found by Mr. Sister and or Polar Bear.
Ein Pferd ist ein Pferd, ja, das steht fest. Ein Pferd ist ein Ding, das man wiehen lässt. Doch spricht es wie ein Mensch, so nett ist es nur der Mr. X. Ein Pferd, ja, das fährt mit ein PS, und daran ist gar nichts Besonderes. Doch wenn das Pferd doch singt, ich wett, das ist Mr. X. Denke nicht an die Pferd, da ist bestimmt ein Pferdefuß. Geh hin zu ihm, es spricht mit dir und zeig dir die Zähne zum Gruß. Ein Pferd ist ein Pferd, ja, das steht fest, auch wenn dieses Pferd mit sich reden lässt. Man schaut dem Gaul nicht so sehr aufs Maul, denn das wäre nicht nett, auch bei Mr. X.
Subgenius cooking show tonight.
Oh, we forgot the cooking show. That's right. It wasn't going to be a religious show. It's going to be a cooking show.
Oh, I see.
And we started with
religious
the banana.
Cooking.
Religious cooking show.
No bananas on direct broadcast. Come on.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, I mean, I'm sure that somebody would come along and stop us if we tried to discuss this thing.
It's just a banana. Only a filthy mind would start thinking of the obvious phallic aspects of the banana, peeling it and all that corny.
I wasn't thinking
that's
phallic.
Like for a cheap 1960s stroke.
Yes, I remember
it was the
prop.
It was the color that was causing me the main problem, to be honest with you.
Oh, the spots remind you of something.
They do, and it's not something that we wish to broadcast.
Forbidden knowledge. More of it.
Michael Jackson had to flop it out because of his spots were identifiable, and so did Clinton.
Well, you know you have come
because
to an important point.
Because people could identify them by the spots, their piebald polka dots.
You shall know them by the join the dots puzzle on there.
Polka dots? That's just weird.
Join the dots pictures that they were born with on their, shall we say, dick skin.
Yes. Let's call it a space.
Yeah, Bob had a... Fidel Castro had a collection of those, which Bob purchased from him.
Of skins?
60s. Skins tattooed and specially spotted ones. Here, some of them are like a Rorschach pattern.
But kind of
rich businessmen like try to read the future and other other people's chopped off skin.
So he would pin them up like a butterfly collection.
Right.
It's a yeah. beautiful idea.
If you walk through the Sony headquarters, there's these tasteful little frames, and if you know what's in those, it's grisly, really.
Grisly is a word that did occur to me.
Here?
Oh, friends, if you want to hear more Radio Free Pratapoo live, you can hear them on the internet at www.freeteam, as in a team that is free, .nl. That's freeteam.nl/Pratapoo. P-A-T-A-P-O-E. Praise Pratapoo!
Oh, you've noticed the similarity between Psychic TV's iconic symbol,
yes,
as shown on the CD, Psychic TV Pink Hour, and the Subgenius symbol of Bob.
Yes.
And actually, they have been using that quite a bit longer than us, although we didn't really know or care. The Knights Templar used it even longer than they did. However, you notice theirs has no pipe.
Of course.
And is not actually according to the Masonic mean, the perfect golden mean, of which Bob's face happens to perfectly fit geometrically.
Yeah.
Psychic TV, they were, it was great while it lasted, but of course that's just a pop cult thing, not a universe-spanning, time-controlled, diverting, empire-building, monster religion like Church of the Subgenius.
Godzilla!
Genesis PR, just having fair boobs and Bob.
This is true. He's got great boobs, and they're getting better as well.
They're getting better by the day.
Genesis and his wife.
Oh, yeah.
Genesis Piari has better boobs than Bob.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Genesis Genesis
Piorage started going for the complete gender thing. So
total gender.
So, I mean, he's still technically a man. He's got a dick and everything. But he's also got...
What do you know?
Boobies.
What? Well, when he finally makes the transition to woman, you'll know that he had more balls than you. Because change is an adventure, and we all believe in change. And obviously, some have the balls to change all the way. They have the balls to cut off their nuts to prove their whatever.
That's all. They've got the balls to do it with.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually the metal teeth, yeah, which are the most. Plink lipstick and metal teeth.
He's so
metal
creepy.
Teeth.
But the Subgenius must learn to accept change and credit cards and traveler's checks and any form of money that they can accept. So any change that we can accept, we will happily receive.
Or any form of donation.
Any form of currency, whether it be beads, anything that's used for trade or barter. Seashells, ammunition, precious metals.
Plastic explosives.
Also useful. But only for the provisional wing of the Church of the Subgenius.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Because
the provost.
Well, very few people know, but
terrorist for Bob.
But Reverend Stan filled me in on the fact that the Church of the Subgenius is actually fairly well armed. There are apparently some 5 nuclear warheads within the church.
Oh, we have 5 now. Mm. Yeah. Well, you said only have 2.
Fall of the Iron Curtain, so to speak, it's been a lot easier to get them. To tell the truth, though, we don't know where one of them is. We have 5...
That's bullshit! It's up my Nenslow!
Well, it's just plain spooky, man. If anyone knows where the weapon of mass destruction... It's got a Dobbs head painted on it. It's obviously a weapon of mass destruction. We're not trying to hide it. We have a license for it. But we left it somewhere... Either in Hamburg or Amsterdam, either at that's biker bar or that other bar down the street here. So if you find that nuclear weapon, well, I wasn't supposed to say what it is, but that weapon of mass destruction. Send that to P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118, www.subgenius.com, and we'll find a good home for it.
I believe that warhead was last seen being held aloft by a cowboy riding very fast on a horse. Should you happen to see anything like that, then stop him and ask him where he got that from.
That cowboy on horseback, riding headlong into the sunset, holding a nuclear bomb in his hand, poised as if ready to throw it, that symbolizes our attitude towards
the future and the end of the world. That's the represents the spirit of the church, as well as the Three Stooges.
The Three Stooges has been often mentioned as a proto subgenius.
Proto-subgenius artistic statement, the Three Stooges.
Yes, it is one thing our church does enjoy is some good slapstick.
And pornography.
Clearly, clearly. And also that hard-to-find Three Stooges pornography.
The Three Stooges.
Thank God for the internet.
Thank God for the Stooges. The Three Stooges. Yes. Nothing is now impossible.
Spunko, Jizzle, Squirtle.
But suffice to say, when the hand is coming up to block the eyes, it's not for a pair of outstretched fingers, if you understand what that is.
Three Stooges. Friends, is that what it's come to?
Come to.
Apparently this is the International Convention of Subgenii.
I only see
about 30 people in this room.
Members only!
We're all here.
The next 25 years, we must see 30,000 members.
Yes!
The Church of the Subgenius must become so huge that rebels fighting for freedom who for forming the conspiracy will have to overthrow us! Just for Slack to come back!
Yeah. We will be the conspiracy!
We will bury ourselves! No, wait, I think I'm going into prophecy or something here. We come not to teach Slack, because Slack is different for every person. But we do like to get together and learn new sins and perhaps new forms of Slack. I've been very surprised at what some people consider to be Slack myself. Some might be surprised to see what I consider to be slack, but we like surprises. That's the kind of church this is.
You keep saying you got something for me. I confess, you've been a mess where you shouldn't have been a mess, and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots made for walking, and that's just what I'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Was Crispin Glover. Friends, what a weirdo. I think that was posted by either Artemia Saliner or Self Slayer or Polar Bear. I don't know. All those guys have been putting choice bulldotta on the alt.binaries.slack news group, and we have yet more material by and about brilliant misfit mutants coming right up through the bowels of
free Radio Patipo.
I'd like to make you aware of this little thing I found recently. A city by Boyd Rice, well-known hate fiend, social Darwinist guy, around about everybody doesn't like. And he made this CD with a whole bunch of other artists, and one of them apparently is Little Theodore.
Little Theodore.
Look, the great. I didn't know that. The great Little Theodore. I'm not surprised because Little Theodore's hate.
Though he is little in size, his hate is very.
It is the purest
big.
Hate. It is the densest hate. It is hate you could not pick up without breaking your hands.
Though his Theodore is little, his hate is very large.
Is large.
And that's really why we call him Little Theodore.
Yes, Little Theodore is a member of the Church of Sergenius, and he went on tour with the first revival in Amsterdam, didn't he?
Yes, Little Theodore is frequently a contributor and an inspirator. He serves as an example of the way a Sergenius can live his life free of conspiracy ideas of manners, comportment, looks,
taste,
coordination, musical ability, singing skill. None of these things matter.
But he is greater than
the true
Sergenius. He's greater than the sum of his parts.
Yes, very much so. I've watched tears run down the faces of Sergenius's seeing Little Theodore for the first time.
Oh, I have cried. I have had anal leakage. I have. It is a joy to behold.
Good evening. I'm Little Theodore, and this is my lovely assistant, Babushka. And we've got some ruminations about our time on this slackless rock before we leave it to share with you. All my clothes are uncomfortable. 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 They told me they dressed me to let me down. They told me they dressed me to let me down. They told me they dressed me to let me down. They told me they dressed me to let me down. All my clothes are uncomfortable. 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 They're either too loose or too tight. They're either too loose or too tight. They never fit me just right. All my clothes are uncomfortable. 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 Nothing is nothing for me. 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 All my clothes are uncomfortable. All my clothes are uncomfortable. All my clothes are uncomfortable. Yet all my friends are irresponsible. They're either too loose or too tight. Nothing is nothing for me.
Thank you! Incidentally, friends, that Double X Day Live Little Theodore and Babushka's CD is a real thing. It was professionally recorded by Regis Sedlock at Sounds Good Studios. And it's got tiny pictures of naked subgeniuses. The whole background of the cover is made of tiny X Day pictures. You can look at them and try to... They're so tiny, you can't tell if they're man titties or woman titties.
Irvusman wanders out. Head down. He starts at the opening of the elevator doors, always the mental image of it being full of people, laughing, and so on. Most of the time there is no one there. But there is usually someone on the way down that Irvusman has to share the elevator with. He hates it when they laugh. Or when they talk to each other in a foreign tongue. I just want a pastrami sandwich, Nervous Man thinks, as he shuffles across the underground parking lot in his socks and sandals, light blue jacket, dark blue sweats, and blue shirt. Blue, blue, blue. Always blue. The sky is overcast. The air nippy. As he opens the door, he is very aware of his eyes, dark and serious, and slightly mad. He hopes no one looks at them, so he looks down. Nervous man waits nervously in line, until called. It is hard to deal with people without looking at them. He thinks to himself. Fortunately this time, he has a male making his sandwich, otherwise he worries about the females thinking he is looking at their breasts, when he is only trying not to look in their eyes. Getting his sandwich, he eats it methodically in the corner, by the window. This time, they gave him extra napkins as without his asking them. They know him here now. He suddenly remembers that he has to breathe. He sips his Mountain Dew like a Russian revolver. He doesn't know if it will make him more nervous or wake him up. Depression and anxiety dance a tango in Nervous Man's head as he looks intently at the black formica of the table. He scoops up the remnants of his sandwich, the bits of lettuce and onion. He pops a small, stray piece of pink flesh into his mouth and carries the tray to the thank you door and puts the contents in. Nervous Man can still taste the mustard as he slips out the door into the coldness of the outside and makes his way, head down, back to his cave.
Phineas Narco did that. Nervous Man. And you can download tons more Phineas Narco's wonderful National Cynical Radio at nationalcynical.com.
For we in the church, we will someday overcome the tall, the handsome, the lucky,
oh, the rich,
the good intelligent, oh, the good,
the beautiful.
We will drag them down to our level, yes.
Our level of anti-cool.
That's bull nada!
There. I see you. I see you out on that lake. You're not supposed to be out on the lake at night. I saw a cop down the road. I'll go get him. What are you doing here? I'm talking to you. You. Hey, buddy. Hey, come here. 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 I want you.
Prostitution. Prostitution. Prostitution.
If life is to be lived and freedom to be enjoyed, that's for me. I'm young. I want to enjoy life while I can.
If loneliness drives some girls to prostitution, it drives some men in another direction. The history of homosexuality is as long as the history of man. From the glory that once was Greece to the decadence that destroyed Rome, homosexuality has been both despised and idolized. Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Frederick the Great, Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo are but some of the names that any homosexual will point to as examples of virility and a defense of his way of life. Though nothing new, homosexuality is having an upsurge since the war.
I was walking down the street the other day, and a man comes up to me and says, "Sir, you're gonna burn in hell." I said, "Excuse me?" He said, "Sir, you're gonna burn in hell." And I said, "Wait a minute, I coming to burn in your hell. Motherfucker, I think you need to get back in line. Because I got a lot of hells to burn in before I get to your hell. That's right. I gotta burn the Catholic hell. I gotta burn the Southern Baptist hell. I gotta burn in the Methodist hell. I gotta burn in the Jewish hell. The Islam hell. The England Church of England hell. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got exactly 666 hells before I get to your hell. So get your ass in line back behind all the other motherfuckers because you gotta wait your turn before I burn in your hell. Now, we're gonna have Dominatrix karaoke, but, and I say but in a B-U-T-T, I don't have anybody to spank my bottom tonight. Oh yes, it's sad, it's true. I need volunteers to spank my bottom. You lady, yes, yes, you! She is gonna spank me tonight! Not only is she gonna spank me tonight, but she's gonna spank me with a sacred nine iron. Please be gentle. Do I hear a praise, Bob? Do I hear a praise, Bob? Maestro, please.
Give me a miss that's killing me.
Karaoke Dominatrix, friends. What a nightmare. From Pope David Lee Black on vocals, with Espira, Anna, and Kate on whips at the Foundry in London 2004. Friends, if you need to know more about Bob or the Whippings, check out www.subgenius.com or write for free information from P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. But remember, you may have to keep your subgeniusness a secret from the others. You may have to hide your very subgeniushood.
This young girl poses as a student to avoid detection. Yet her one fear is getting caught by the police.
Actually, Stan, I get a weird cold feeling. My skin gets all greasy and clammy and gray, and my eyelids roll back, and I think that I can see the inside of my brain somehow.
So that's your secret, man. I always wondered why you attracted so many chicks.
He turns his brain inside out.
See
the light coming out of his ears.
Waggles his brain at the girls, and they come running.
Yes, your eyes are so red.
It's the Dave brain. Oh, it's so
glowing.
Convoluted. Like your speech.
Now,
oh,
that's
Dave.
Right. Dave, we need to just stick a few more of the nose here.
Dave, you're so Bob. I thought Bob was just kind of Dave.
Whether it is an actual increase or merely an increased public acceptance is a point to be argued. The Mattachine Society, an organization for
Bobs,
claims that one male out of six is
Bob.
Bobs no longer hide in shadows, giving secret signals of recognition to each other. But rather they have joined together into groups or clubs in an attempt to seek freedom and acceptability for their type of sexual inclination. They can be found in all walks of life and on any street in this lonely world, forever searching for whatever it is that drives them on.
There's this other list of cool, hip names of performers and artists that this Mr. Boyd Rocks performs with, but I see that some of them are rivals and critics, shall we say, of Church of the Subgenius, those who would say that we trivialize important matters because of Bob's happy smile instead of a grim demeanor in which he greets the same things that worry all folks.
It's as if this is the David Icke of world religions. It is disturbing.
Now, I'm not going to say who. I'm not going to say which one of those posers that happened to be with any of those all-black wearing, might-as-well-be mimes, pussy-ass, art fag, shitheads might, or you know, stuck-up, prissy, literary, book-smart,
Whispers, see, girly man.
Girly.
It's a bunch of girly. Let's get down to it, what we're talking about. It's a bunch of
girly boys.
Oh, by the way, this music in the background is by the Amino Acids.